You see, there are all kinds of efforts when you look at, when you look around in the world, the works and the energies that are exerted under the umbrella of religion, the doing, the working and the doing. If somebody comes to me and he has, and he's confronted with a conscience that screams, that if I say to them, let me make you a list. Can I give you a to-do list? You need to start reading the Bible, and you need to start coming to church. You need to walk the aisle. You need to shake the preacher's hand. You need to profess the Lord Jesus publicly. You need to go through the baptismal waters. You need to do this and that. I want you to know you need to do some penances. Give me some difficult things to do. When Luther was, you see, confronted with the fact of a guilty conscience as a young man. And let me tell you what came home to him was the fact that there is something that I need to do in order for me to get rid of my guilt and my sin. And so you know what he done? He joined the most strictest monastery that was period, you see, period in Germany at that particular time. He joined that most strictest organization. He withdrew from the world. He withdrew and he ended up in these cold places of poverty and discomfort. And there he was literally disciplining himself under the things, the 1, 2, 3, 4s, and 5s, they would get up middle of the night. There was no central heat and air. There was none of this stuff. And he would have a problem with his conscience, and he would go to his superiors, and he would say, I need to have peace with God. What is it that I can do? What do I need to do? And you know what they would tell him? They would tell him, he said, you need to go over there and get a hold of the old relics. You need to get a hold of, there are those bones and things that have been buried of the apostles. You need to go lay your hands on them. And you need to do some time, and you need to do all of that before, you need to do that and get a hold of that. And when all of that failed, he would come back, his conscience would scream, and he says, I have no peace with God. And they said, you need to go to Rome. So he got on Travelocity, and he Googled it. And he got probably a 3-month trip on foot over the Alps on foot. And he finally arrived at the holy city with this heart that I'm doing in order for me to be absolved. I'm doing in order for me to be free. And he got on those steps at St. Peter's. And with knees from the top to the bottom, he would go from the bottom to the top, and he would kiss every one of those steps with thinking, I'm doing something here in order for me to be solved, and that I would have freedom from my sins. And you see, I am doing. What must I do? I'm asking you, where is your hope and your peace and quietness? What is it that you're doing on a daily basis? Are you one of these doers that is saying, when you see the guilt comes home and the reality of remaining sin comes home, what is it that you do? Do you flee and come into the presence of Christ? And do you say to him, oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on my behalf. I thank you for your perfect life that you lived on my stead. I thank you that you who knew no sin became sin for me in order that I might become the righteousness of God in him. That's what our girls read this morning. And that God is, he became the propitiation for our sins that he might be just and the justifier of them that believe on him. Are you one of those that say, I thank you that my standing is in the finished work of Christ? Or are you a place in the place where you say, I've got to do it?